proud of our guys. You know, this was obviously a big game. You know, St. Joe's is extremely talented, hard to defend, really good team. You know, so we knew we'd have to be locked in. I thought our guys really did a great job defensively in the first half, making it difficult for them. And then we were able to kind of find a rhythm from an offensive standpoint and build the lead. We knew, you know, that they were going to have a run. They're just too good, too talented. And, you know, we were able to sustain and keep them at bay throughout the game, you know, and just proud of our guys. In the second half, they got it flowing a little bit, you know, and we had to change up our defenses. The guys did a good job of making those adjustments and trying to take some things away that they started to have success with in the second half. But they made some tough shots, but I'm proud of our guys. We were able to get to the free throw line, to make our free throws, to keep them at bay, and find a way to win the game. That's the most important thing.
In that first half, did you see a lot of the same things you saw Tuesday, the ball movement, sharing of the ball?
I mean, it was a different type of defense, the way they were playing. You know, so on a night like tonight, you know, it's different guys. I think Amael may have gotten 9 threes up today just with the way that they played defensively, you know, the things that they gave you. So it's always different. But I thought, you know, we were able to take advantage of some things that they did. You know, some of the shots fell, some of them didn't. But I thought we got in a good rhythm there, you know. And then, you know, probably some of the same shots that went in the first half didn't go in the second half for a stretch there. You know, and they were able to cut into the lead a little bit. But, you know, our guys found a way, like I said, to come out with the most important thing, and that's getting a team win.
What did you think of that strategy? They were almost letting him a mile shoot it.
I mean, it's worked for them. You know, they do it for a reason. You know, and so, I'm not sitting here to judge, you know, another team strategy.
How's Nate's role changed this year from last year?
I mean, everybody's role. We got a different team. Yeah. You know, I think it's hard to really quantify one person. Everybody has to do some different things. We got a lot of new pieces on the team as well that didn't play last year, as well as some pieces that are no longer here. So, you know, everybody's role is completely different.
He's a leader. I mean, he's played a lot of college games.
He's actually been in college for a while. You know, but last year was really his first year playing, you know, a significant role in terms of what we asked of him. So I think he's grown tremendously in terms of understanding, you know, who he is as a player, what he's capable of, and then also, you know, what the team needs from him in terms of what you're talking about, that leadership. And that's a process that he's had to kind of grow through and still growing and learning. He's learning about himself. He's learning about how to lead others, how to help others as well. So. Yeah, that's a part of the process for him.
Do you think your guys did a good job of attacking the basket late and getting to the line, maybe when shots weren't falling?
I thought we made some plays there. I thought, what comes to mind is a couple of really good dump offs where, you know, Amael was able to get some finishes there. Malachi was able to attack and draw fouls. Posh, I think, got maybe. An and one in there in the second half. So, yeah, I think we're able to mix it up where, you know, you have to put pressure on the rim. You know, even though they have the guy sitting back there at the rim, you have to be able to put pressure on the rim. But you also have to have ball movement and share it and have a level of stamina offensively where you're just not taking the first thing or trying to say, okay, I've got it, and it looks like I can go by myself. And so that's where you have to continue to grow, you know, as a team and understand, you know, you have to make them have to get uncomfortable with the way you're running offense, and they've got to make some adjustments. So I thought at times we did it, sometimes we didn't.
How important is it, Anthony, for your team to close out a game like tonight? And how big of a lesson can that be for you guys as you move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been in that situation quite a bit this year, you know, where we've had to close, and the guys, you know, for the most part have closed well, you know. Obviously, you know, you go through these things and you're not going to win them all, you know, but you want to put yourself in a position where you're doing the right things, you know, where you're getting yourself, you're playing kind of to your identity, where you're getting yourself in position where you got a chance. and we put ourselves in that position, you know, tonight. So that's always important. And then obviously, like I always say, like you want to learn through winning. Right? You don't want to have to take a loss to have to learn lessons. So, you know, with every game, you know, we try to teach off of it and see where we can get better. And, you know, as long as the guys remain receptive to understanding that, right, that it's a process. This is 7 games into conference play. We're approaching the end of January, you know. So we need to be at a point where now we don't have to relearn those lessons over and over again. Where now we know who we are. We know what it takes to put ourselves in position to win. So that's what we're striving for.
Anthony, I know you see the game different than we do, but talk about Connor and his contribution. I know.
Yeah, I thought he was huge tonight. You know, he was able to impact the game just with his IQ. You know, he was able to go in there and get some big rebounds for us. His size and length, I think, helped us out there on the floor. His skill set in terms of being another guy that can handle and pass against the pressure that they went to that 1-2-2 press, and they've had some success, you know, turning people over in that press. I don't think we had a turnover against it tonight. So yeah, I think he went out there and he played with confidence, you know, and so that's good to see. And we'll need him. We'll need everybody.
Team at full strength?
No, we had a couple of guys that were under the weather, you know, with this frigid temperature we're having. You know, we weren't at 100%, but we had some guys that gutted it out tonight and gave the team what they had. And you know, just really proud of them for being able to do that.
You mentioned Jacob's contributions. What was it like, Coach, to have Posh back out there?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. We need to be at full strength, you know. And so Posh or Zed, I wouldn't say they're 100%. You know, we knew we would have to use specifically Posh in limited minutes, just because he's got to get his wind back, he's got to get his rhythm back, and then he's still dealing with some of the after effects of the injury. You know, he's not 100%, but he wanted to get back and help the team, and I thought he did that tonight. And same thing with Zed. You know, he's banged up. He was able to go through a practice yesterday, you know, and that's the first one he's been able to go through since the injury, you know. So he's still got to get himself back in rhythm and back in the flow, and, you know, sometimes those things take time.
Anything else? Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.